Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Every good boy deserves fudge if he's been a good, good boy.
Every good boy deserves fudge. Because the fudge brings him joy. The boy is good because the boy wants to eat fudge.
Every good boy deserves fudge because he's been a good, good boy.
Every good boy deserves fudge because it brings him joy.
Get your head out of the toilet. He's shopping on the boulevard to buy some fudge. It's the food that when he eats it, it makes the boy feel loved.
Every good boy deserves fudge because he's been a good, good boy.
Every good boy deserves fudge because it brings joy.
Hi, I'm Bob Dylan.
And I'm Dylan Bob. Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical
podcast.
Sorry, I'm Jacob Dylan.
Yeah, sorry.
Lead singer of the Wallflowers.
I'm Reginald Dylan, owner of Dylan's ITT Tech Solutions. What's happening?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Zach Reno.
That one, can you believe it, is Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
We got Brett Morris, the feeling when the chord hits.
We got all of our thoughts and vibes going out to Dana Wickens, who is in Northern California, in the Bay Area. Happy New Year, y'all.
Okay, Happy New Year.
So, time stamp. This is the first time that we have recorded in the new year. Our brains are all fully melted already.
I do need to clock that we've just been chatting for 45 minutes. And then we were talking, you asked how many notes are there in Western
and
music.
And I did make everyone answer within 5 seconds so that they couldn't count.
And I, the musicians correctly said 12 very quickly, and I said 7 because I just went by the alphabet.
That's the number of letters in the music. Yeah.
In the scale. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, 7. And then we discussed every good boy does. I was taught every good boy does fine to learn the line notes on the treble clef.
Yeah, yeah. I was taught every good boy deserves fudge.
And so we started singing.
Every good boy deserves fudge.
And it became a Bob Dylan song. That's just a little sort of like Happy New Year entryway into our brains. And for the record, I asked the question about how many notes because I thought to myself, and I did not know the answer to it, and I was curious as to whether other
people... And Eastern music has 10, or they have many?
26.
26, yeah.
They sometimes, like, traditionally use, like, semitones.
Right.
Which is dope. I mean, anytime you hear, like, Brett, like, doing, like, yeah, like, bending stuff, like, we use semitones,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Also, I feel like all music is so global now.
Yeah, for sure.
Everything's so connected.
Everything's so connected. You know what's cool about music?
What?
It's actually our universal language.
It's actually the language we all speak together.
We all speak it at the same time. Okay, so thank you for bearing with us with, like, skipping episodes. Like, we still don't have a studio. We're still, like, in our nomad zone, but we're trying to get back into a regular rhythm. Thank you for bearing with us.
Brett is doing a very cool thing where he is helping to score a movie right now, which is rad.
What?
And because of that, he has let us scroll away into the place where he is working. So we're in, like, a really cool... It's not a hunting lodge, but there is a deer head over.
And it does have cool, like, steeple ceilings.
It's got lodge vibes for sure. It's a great space anyway. Thank you, Brett. We're still figuring our stuff out. Thank you for bearing with us in this new year. We just thought we'd make up a musical for you.
I guess what we thought is, so yes, we're missing Dana. We'll probably do a fan band soon. And we'll get a guest back in here when we get things organized, but
let's be real. It's the new year and it's still chaos for us and we're figuring it out. So thank you for being chill.
But you know what's going to be rad,
Zach? What?
In like 2 weeks, we're going to enter, our lunar new year.
Okay.
We are year of rabbit. Bounce, bounce.
We sure are. As we were born in 1987.
Yeah.
When does this happen?
The lunar new year, I believe, is the 20th or the 21st.
Of January. And then does that, our and, power, we
and
come
that's
to full power?
When our full power emerges. And the last time we were in the year of the rabbit, wow.
When was it? It was 12 years ago, right?
Is that how many there are?
How many creatures in the zodiac? I thought 12, but I could be wrong.
It could be 7. It could be 10. We don't know numbers.
It could be anything. We don't know numbers, and we certainly...
But we do know fudge.
We do know fudge, and every good boy and girl and non-binary person deserves it.
Yeah, it's just B because it's boy. It's just, you know, it's just boy because it's B.
Yeah. Every good botanical being...
Sure. What did you learn for the other ones? I learned it just spells face.
Face. Face is F-A-C-E. Is the spaces in between the clef on the way up.
Uh-huh. And then I had...
Every good boy deserves fudge is the order of sharps and flats, right?
I just think of them as the line notes in the treble clef.
Oh, it is? What's the order of sharps? Oh, it's B-E-G-C-U-F. One more time?
B-E-G-C-U-F.
B-E...
That's the flats.
Yeah, no.
The other one is... I can't remember.
Man.
And then in the bass clef, I...
Never learned a bass clef.
Really?
No.
How'd you learn your left hand when you were playing piano?
I don't.
Taught yourself.
I don't read sheet music, really, Jess.
Jess, I'll give you a hint. I'll play it for you.
Okay. Yeah. The bass clef is...
I'm a little bear.
All cows eat... No, the bass clef is all cows eat grass is the spaces. All cows eat grass. And... The one I learned for the lines is great burritos don't fall apart. Is the bass clef. Great burritos don't fall
apart. I'm sure I learned them all. I've forgotten them all.
Great burritos don't fall apart.
That's true, by the way.
Yeah. They stick together and hold.
Even if they're hot, especially if they're cold, they're keeping it on the top. We thought we were going to do a narrative one, right?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, so this is it. We're just starting with burrito construction.
I'm just talking.
No, I love it.
I'm playing from the hip right now.
Here's what I think. Here at Chipotle, we have a method. Think you're gonna like it, keeps in all the rice and also the beans, the meats and the greens. And here is what that means: you need crisp seams, crisp burrito seams. If you wanna make the burrito. The burrito of dreams, you need crisp seams.
Excuse me, normally I go with a bowl or a salad.
Totally.
But I just heard your ballad about how you do it here. And if you think you can wrap it up tight, if you think you can wrap it up right, then one thing for me is clear. It would be neato.
What you gonna say?
If I could have a burrito.
I should have guessed it anyway. I would love to make you the burrito of your dreams. Just let me fold these crisp seams.
Oh, look at him go. Have you seen such form before? He's got those edges like the hinges on a door. And it's so tight like a hospital corner on a bed. This is a burrito I've never seen in the dreams inside my head.
What kind of beans?
I'll take black beans and brown rice.
Do
and
you
also
want
fajita veggies.
Vegetables.
And the pico de gallo.
Would you like sour?
Medium
cream.
Salsa. No sour.
That's
cream.
A no on sour. Guacamole, that is.
Your seeds. Oh, yeah, I'll take guacamole, but I'll take it on the side. I like to, like, dip it.
On the side.
Yeah, I kind of like to dip it as I go.
Okay, yeah, no, that's great.
Wow. Huh. Jason?
Yeah?
You've really inspired me to do whatever I do today with crisp seams.
Thanks, customer. What's your name? Sorry, you have me a disadvantage. I have this name tag. I don't know what your name is.
Nat.
Cool.
I'm going to take that kind of dedication to whatever I do. And I'm going to take it and pay it forward. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Hello there!
Oh, hi.
Hi, I just want to say hello with the energy of a crisp seam.
Oh, wow, you're really
hello
good
to
there.
You.
Hi.
And good day.
Do you think this is a wishing fountain?
Oh, what? Sorry?
Do you think this is a wishing fountain that's found in the middle of the mall?
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of pennies in it. Do you have a penny to make a wish?
I don't. I wish I did. I don't really carry around change a lot anymore.
Me neither.
Hi, I'm Bryant, by the way.
Hi, Nat.
Hi, Nat.
I have a penny.
Wow.
I saw a penny this morning, and I couldn't help but think of the rhyme.
Find See a penny, pick it up.
All day long, you'll have
a cup.
What?
All day long, you'll have a cup.
Oh, I was taught you'll have good luck.
Oh.
Isn't that funny?
Interesting. Yours makes more sense.
Well, I don't know.
Because I've picked it up. And I've never been given a cup in response.
Yeah, and I guess maybe I haven't given good luck. I got the best burrito of my life today.
Elaborate on that.
Well, you know, the person just had a certain passion for what they were doing and attention to detail, and they really folded it in with crisp seams. So it stayed perfectly taut. None of my salsa dribbled out. Not one shred of lettuce.
Are you like
Not
a food critic or something?
I am a food critic or something.
Oh, really? Whoa. Even food critics eat a Chipotle sometimes, I guess.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You can't be eating at fine dining restaurants 5 days a week.
No.
7 days a week.
No.
12 days a year.
No.
I guess you would have to do it about 12 days a year. Numbers are hard for me today. I'm sorry.
You know, it's hard because the more you know about a craft, sometimes the less you can appreciate it. And it's hard when the thing you critique is food because you gotta eat.
You're eating all the time.
I'm eating all
the
time.
Do you ever find that, like, food has, like, sort of hard for you, like in the way that sometimes comedians find it hard to watch comedy?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes I want some trail mix or just a couple of grapes. Sometimes I want a banana and I don't want to make the mistake of thinking about its plating, its balance or mouthfeel. Sometimes the critics just gotta eat, even though it's my deal to think when I eat and eat what I think and think when I eat and eat what I think. Sometimes you just wanna have a regular bite or drink, but you eat what you think and you think when you eat.
I bet a grocery store can be a difficult place for you.
Oh, yeah.
Walking down the aisle when there are multiple kinds of orange juice.
And I don't want it to be pasteurized because it takes out so much of the flavor. But also sometimes I want some Tropicana. It feels guilty for me to savor.
Think when you eat
what I think, or think when I eat, or eat what I think. I just wanna have something called orange drink when I eat what I think, and I think when I eat.
You know, though, I think that a part of you, the part that just wants Tropicana, that part's a critic too. Just because something is popular and not for the elite,
it doesn't mean it's not good to drink or it's not good to eat. Think when I eat.
Think what you eat.
Eat what I think. Think what I eat. And eat what I think. Sometimes it doesn't have to be that deep. You can just eat and not think. Wow, Bryant? I wonder if you'll take this lesson about just enjoying something simple in life.
You know, and passing it on, paying it forward. I was planning on it.
Great. Here's a penny.
Oh, thanks.
I hope all day you have a cup.
Thank you.
Of luck.
Oh, wow. Me too. Hey, before you go.
Yeah?
Oh, you said your name's Nat.
Yeah.
I was just going to see if you were okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. I had my thing.
Okay, you're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
I don't have to give a thing to you.
No, no. I'll give it to I gave a thing person. To you. Yeah,
yeah. No, I understand it. Okay, bye. Penny, let me flip this into the fountain. Nibbidip. And, okay. garlic bread. I didn't even think of a wish to make before I threw this in. Hold on, I'm going to have to get it right now. Oh, you know what? Maybe I'll just leave that wish for the next person that comes to the fountain to make. Oh.
Oh, dear. My newspaper's been wet.
Oh, no. It's a
been
sad
wettened.
English man.
Oh, dear. My newspaper was moistened by the dabs of water from this fountain.
Oh, it's definitely a barrister. You can always tell a barrister when you see a barrister. That's a lawyer, but in the UK.
Well.
Hey, excuse me, Sir Barrister? I guess you're not a knight.
How did you know?
I could tell by your attire.
Yes.
And your case.
Oh, because I had my wig under my arm.
And because you had your wig under your arm.
Yes, my name is Lionel Flonk.
Thanks, Lionel Flonk. My name is Bryant. Lionel Flonk? of the Upperman Darby Flonks?
The very same. Wow. Not many tweens in America know their upper houses.
I watched, look, when I first saw Downton Abbey,
mm-hmm.
it really sparked something in me, and I went and did a lot of research on England and its areas and the people there. And the legal system.
Wow, that's fascinating.
I've lost most of it, but the passion remains.
Oh.
Are you okay? It seems like your paper's been wettened.
It's been wettened and moistened by the splashes from this fountain.
Yeah, I threw a coin into this fountain a second ago, but I forgot to make... Do you throw coins into fountains to make wishes in...
We do, but we have to be careful because some of our coins are worth much more money.
That's a good point. Yeah, your change actually has value.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, we gotta get rid of
the penny. The penny costs more to make than it's worth.
It's truly garbage. I think we should probably get rid of the penny and the nickel.
Yes.
Dime is like at least like...
I like how small the dime is.
I love how small the dime is.
I love how small the little dime is.
Listen, I like the look of a penny and a nickel too. They're just...
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, my lad. What's your name?
Bryant?
Bryant, would you hold my cup for a moment?
Wait a minute. You're giving me this cup?
Yeah, would you hold it for a moment? Oh. Actually, my boy, that cup looks fine in your hand. Would you want to keep that
cup? It's happening. Find a penny, pick it up all day long. I have a cup. That's the wish I didn't make that I knew that came true. You know what I'm just realizing right now?
What?
And I'm sorry that your paper got wet.
Oh, it's quite all
but
right.
But sometimes... if you just put goodwill out into the world, you'll find that an old wish is coming true for the first time.
Yes, sometimes we make a wish so long ago we forget we wanted it, and just when we need it, it comes for us.
Mr. Barrister, you seem sad to me, and more even just because your paper is trippy. I'm starting to wonder, was barrister always the dream? Or when you were a little English lad, was there something more life could mean? Do you have an old wish that you want to revisit? Have an old wish for yourself. Do you have an old wish that you'd like to revisit? Take it, old wish, take it off of the shelf.
Now that you say this, why, it's insane. It feels like you are on a walk round in my brain. There was something else I dreamed of, something I would explore. But back when I was your age, why, I shut that door. And I've carried it with me, a quiet regret that I became a barrister instead of playing clarinet.
Oh, that's an old wish that you've got to revisit. And I think it's time for you to begin chasing that old wish. You got to revisit with an instrument that's woodwind. Do you still have a clarinet?
Why, I do. Feel the reed between my lips.
Cause it's not a flute.
And I love to play it just to hear it sound. Oh, this wish has finally come and I've been found.
Clarinet solo. Then later be professional if that's your old wish.
Why, look at here. The only thing not moistened on my newspaper. Wanted, medium good clarinetist.
Oh, well, yeah, there's a band that looks like it's hiring people. You should go there now.
Bryant, I hope that cup fills up for you as you have filled me up today.
Well, it's already filling up slowly. As you said, it's a drizzling out here.
It's so drizzly in this. It's so funny to watch rain go into a fountain.
Yeah, it's like...
It's like, okay, well, we get okay. It.
There was already water there. I never thought about it that way.
You know, I do love this feature of America, the outdoor mall.
Yeah, especially on the West Coast. We got
Ooh,
a lot of them.
Beautiful.
Well, Lionel Flonk, I wish you nothing but... success, and ooh, it looks like the window on that band rehearsal is closing.
Oh, I better hurry post haste. Good thing I have every app for every scooter on my phone. Which is this one? Ah, a bird. Oh, no, this one has a battery that's low. Ah, a lime. Ah, no, this one's out of service. Ah, yes, a link. Perfect. Thank you, Bryant, and good luck to you, son.
Good luck to you.
Lionel Flonk on a scooter, scooting down the street. Lionel Flonk on the scooter, who will I meet? Well, I know where I'm headed. It's to an open garage, where I hope I come off friendly and do not have a barrage of questions and nervousness, anxiety and whims. I just go in there confident and whoop, here I am. Hello!
We gotta have more of like a grunge sound, you know? We hit these hard chords that feel like...
Oh, yeah. No, yes, yeah. Oh, and then I was thinking, what if we came in with a little bit more like...
Yeah, hit down that bass, a little bit like...
Yeah, I was going to do something like this.
So I'll do something like... And then you do something like... and then I'll do something like...
But Trev, we both know what we're freaking missing.
Oh, Trav, you couldn't be more right. Oh, hey, welcome to Trev and Travis' open garage.
We're here for... Are you here for the band auditions? Why, hello. Yes, I am. My name is Lionel Flonk.
Wait a minute. The way you said that. Say that again.
Hello, my name is Lionel Flonk.
Hey, hey, Trav.
Yeah, Trev.
This man plays the clarinet.
This dude's totally a barrister from an upper house.
That was the other thing that I thought.
Immediately apparent. Okay, so you shred on the net, my dude.
You a net shredder?
Well, I...
You set those dolphins free, my man?
Swim, swim. Swim, swim. Dolphin safe for tuna catching, my dude. Yes, I only eat dolphin safe tuna, of course.
Sick. We're all about shredding here. Me, I'm putting Ninja Turtles down every day.
Oh, and me, I'm straight up like getting eviscerated with my tax docs.
Yeah, what I gotta do, I gotta take that block of cheese. It's a bunch of smaller pieces now.
Oh, me? What's up? It's like I'm on your side of the pond, and when I have that wheat that's shredded, it's actually just one big block. Oh, yes, that is how we eat our shredded
wheat.
That's
wild.
It's one big block of shredded
wild,
wheat.
Wild, my guy.
Wild, my dude. All right, well, you ready to shred or what? Oh, well, if I may to you, my lads, I don't mean to come on with wisdom, but it is something that we benefit with age.
Oh, we'd love some wisdom. We're really struggling with our sound. All we got so far is that I do something like this.
And then I do something like this.
And honestly, it's rad as hell. But we won't want to just be rad as hell. We want to shred.
Well, here's what I'll say. The shred is best when you let the shred rest. Only can the shred sing when you pause and do the other thing.
You're saying that shredding is about the notes you don't shred.
Or you're saying that, like, we gotta make sure that shred only has its moment, because if it's all shred, then the shred doesn't stand out.
How do we feel if we were living our lives at 11? It's 11 becomes the new 5.
And if you make 11 the 5, then there's nowhere to go to 11. That's right, lads. That's right.
You're saying... If a tree falls in the forest, but there's 7 other trees, and they all fall, then we just got a bunch of fallen logs.
You're saying 2 in the hand is better than 1 in the bush, unless there's 12 in the bush, then that's more in the bush.
You're saying if I pay you on Friday for a hamburger today, but then I also eat a chicken sandwich along the way. What is this meal even about? What am I feeling inside? You give wisdom.
I'm saying you gave the shred its time, but not all the time can you shred. Give the shred.
Night to the red balloon. Is it the same time of day?
And if your wheat is shredded in, but then put into a block, is it even shredded? I think we get it. Do a little of this,
and then you're gonna do a little of this. To lay your head down, you got to rest the shred now. But first we do a little of this, and then we do a little of this,
and then we build up the shred like a wish, but then we let them forget.
You say we shred. Forget it. We've got to shred it and forget it, so that the people don't regret it. All your skills have now been vetted. Oh, I can't believe that we get it.
Yes, you do, lads. When you shred it and forget it,
then if I
clarinet
it.
if I clarinet it.
Shredding on the netting. We can't be forgetting to shred it and forget it. You're in the band.
You're in the band, my guy.
Wait, sorry. Let me check your rehearsal schedule.
I'm very free on Saturday mornings. Perfect.
Perfect. That's when we're free, too.
Will Trev and Trav now pass this lesson on to another person?
Or will people start looping back to people we've already met?
Well, maybe both will happen. Find out when we return to the second half of Play It Forward, the musical.
Very good.
Ooh, ooh. Be right back. Kisses.
Kisses. We'll be right back. Don't worry. We'll be right back.
We will not forget it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back.
The second half of
Play It Forward. We're following a sweet story of citizens passing on little life lessons to each other.
And right now, those lessons are with our band boys, Trent and Trav.
Trev and Trav,
thank you.
Yo, Trev, do you want some of this? Do you want half of my PB&J?
Trev, I would love half of your PB&J. Wait, did you do it? Is it all PB&J or is half of it PB and half of it J?
You know, I made it like I always make it. Half of it's peanut butter and half of it's jelly.
Okay, well, yeah, that's why.
Do you want the jelly half or the peanut butter half?
Whatever one you don't want, my guy.
Oh, thanks. You know what? I'm feeling this. I buried the lead, dude. I went with marmalade. So why don't you have the peanut butter half and I'm going to have this marmalade toast.
I'm so glad you said that because I was really hoping I was going to get the PB half.
Oh, yeah. The PB half is for you. I'm straight Paddington right now.
It is for you.
Just got marm
to,
and Pat, bread.
Give me that coat. I'm a good little bear.
Give me that coat. I'm a good little bear. Oh, man. That was such a great rehearsal with Lionel, but I'm really still bumming out that I can't think of any good lyrics.
I feel like good lyrics will come, though, right? We have like a whole week of going back to work before we rehearse again next Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, you're right. Let's just try to take the great joy we had learning how to put things to rest sometimes, and let's go do our other thing that we do.
Gamble on the ponies, baby. You know what I love about it?
What?
Because everyone's out there placing bets on, like, what horse will win the race.
Yeah.
Boring.
Not us.
Not what I'm here to do.
No way.
If you're going to place a bet on the ponies or the horses, and we call them ponies because we're insiders, of course. And if you want to place a bet, here's what I'll tell you. Don't bet on who will win. Bet on the other things they do.
Which horses will neigh first?
Which has the braided mane?
Which has a name that's four syllables?
And which has the shortest name?
Oh, who wanna take our bet? Who wants to take our bet?
Who wants to take our bet? Who wants to take our bet? Any takers? Any takers? Are there any takers yet? Who wants to take? Who wants to take our bet? I've got a horse right here. I do not know his name because I'm betting on his name will be
I got a horse right here in the horse horses. I don't know his name, but I can tell you if it has a braided mane.
If you really want to put down some money, like put down the most, bet on which horse is actually a ghost.
That is a big parlay. If you make that, ooh, it's a win today. Which horse is takers, yeah.
Who wants to take our bet?
Oh, I don't like this. I don't like this one bit. You're making a ruckus and you gotta quit. I'm trying to win the money cause I'm on the hook. And you are making this silly. You're making me look.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Angry Man in the very, very big, big hat. Huh. You seem like you're having a very bad time at that.
Yes, I come to the track to relax, but then I never relax because I can't get my money back.
Well, have you considered, Matt, that you should take our bet, maybe take our bet.
These silly bets.
Take our bet, maybe take our bet. What a silly bet. No one's bet on which horse likes mud yet.
How would you even know if the horse likes mud? Oh.
You can tell when it's raining how they come right out the gate. Some horses think it's strange, but some horses think it's great.
So we watch their little feet, but they call them their hooves. If they get in the mud and they squish around real good, then they like mud, they like mud, then that horse likes mud. They like mud, they like mud.
The guy told me the horse likes mud.
Do you want to take that bet? That's how we know.
The horse right here, the bets are very clear. The horse like mud. So will you take our bet?
Fine, I guess.
5-1 odds on which horse likes mud.
All right, I'm gonna put it on. I'm gonna put $5 on Elvis has a brand new banana.
I'm gonna put $5 on Paul Revere having the shortest name.
So you guys just come here and make silly, like, whimsical bets instead of ones where you accidentally lose your house payment.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no, Trevin, look, by the way, my name's Trav.
I'm Trev.
And we don't have a house payment because we're teens living that teen life. But
and also, we can't gamble because we're teens living that teen life. So we just come here and, like, do it for fun.
We actually initially came to be like, we want to put some money on the ponies. And they said, you can't do that. And we said, what if we made up our own bets? And they said, well, I guess I can't stop you from doing that. And so that's what we did. Who are you? Wait a minute. I know you. Huh.
You do?
Yeah.
Disgraced weatherman.
Disgraced weatherman and current mayor.
Archie.
Archibald Snow.
Yeah, Archie Snow. That's me, but I was trying to hide in this big, big hat.
I mean, the hat's nice. The
I got this hat right here. It's very clear.
Can you see past it?
Not well.
You lost your house payment, Archie?
Yeah, I gotta stop betting on the ponies, but it's the only place I found solace ever since I got kicked off of Channel 9's weather report for saying that rain made me so mad.
I remember, yeah.
And then I got so mad that I ripped down a camera.
Yeah. Those
are
expensive.
I have anger issues. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, me too. I work through mine mostly with music and...
Yeah, mostly we just shred it out. Shred it out? Well, yeah, you gotta have, like, an outlet for that stuff. You can't bottle it up.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, the sillier the outlet, the better. Because you don't want the outlet to then become a source of stress, you know? So, like, if gambling is your thing that you do for fun, do the, like, silly version of it. Because otherwise, then gambling becomes work.
Huh. Everything's always worked for Archie Snow.
Yeah, well, you're the mayor, so those sort of running of the whole town. But, like, what are you? Not the mayor of... You're not the mayor of ants.
Sure.
You could look at some ants and just watch them all dance.
What are you not the mayor of? Who doesn't need to win your vote? Have you ever gotten to a lake and just tried to do a little float?
Float in the lake, hang out with ants, just give silly things a chance.
Or float in a tub and do a little dance, like those ants somehow got into your pants.
Who are not your constituents? What about the clouds? Do they make you angry when they're just hanging around?
What am I not the mayor of? What am I not the mayor of? Wow, you've really given me something to think about.
Try it.
And these horses, well, this maybe wasn't the best way out of my anger and my rage and my stress. But now that I think about putting that work to rest, I like building fountains, complex watery things.
Are we talking like backyard ponds or
structure, and they can be a pond, they can have rocks or designs or just a simple water feature,
like one of those pots that just is constantly overflowing,
right.
That's a fountain.
And I'm not the mayor of my fountain.
Well, it seems like that could take some work. Look, Elvis got a brand new bag. He's rolling around in the dirt.
Huh.
So here are $5. It's just a start to follow the fountain he dream in your heart.
Bubble Elvis up, round up, in the up, mud.
Up, up, up,
Elvis like.
Boys,
you're welcome, Archie. Take this $5 and like go build a little fountain.
Yes, I will. I'll start with a little fountain just for me. And boys, actually, be careful with gambling. It's a slippery slope.
Make sure you seem still like it to me. It seems just fun.
No, make sure you still always have fun with it. Okay, just take it from someone who really got mad and lost a house payment. Okay.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Just make sure you keep your current outlook is the right outlook.
Okay. Try not to be a disgraced weatherman and mayor.
Try to just be the mayor.
Just be the mayor, but also don't.
But also not always the mayor. Some people get to put their work to bed, so I should too.
I was starting to turn, like you gave us advice, and I was trying to turn around, and then I realized I actually don't have a great grasp on your life and your responsibilities. So, like, just do your best, my guy.
Yeah, you've already given me all that I need. Thank you so much.
Tight, tight, tight.
Reminding me that sometimes I can just roll in mud.
Great.
That I'm not the mayor of.
Healy away.
I've never seen two teen boys Healy so elegantly. Huh. Oh, what a new spring in my step. I'll get rid of this big, big hat.
Ah! Well, if it isn't Mayor Archie, Archibald Snow,
oh,
it's me, Vanessa Hot Tips,
the biggest
journalist in this city.
Oh, nemesis, Vanessa Hot Tips.
with the biggest tips and also frosted tips. Me, Vanessa Hot Tips. Well,
I'm sorry I hit you with my hat.
Oh, that's all right. Your hat's quite big.
Yes, well, I was trying to escape the public eye. Vanessa, since you put that story out, even though you didn't have to since it was on live television when I destroyed a camera because rain makes me angry, because I prefer fountains to rain, and when it rains in a fountain, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, this is all making, a lot is clicking for me right now. I never found out the motivation behind it, but as you know, and as I have always said, real news happens in print. You can't see it on the TV. It needs to be taken in by a journalist, digested, analyzed. You can't just say the things that are happening out there back to the people out there. That's not news. That's unfiltered. That's a water fountain. And the kind of water fountain that is a waterfall. And as we both know, a waterfall is not a fountain at all.
Oh, Vanessa. I'm sorry we got divorced.
Me too, and I'm sorry you missed that house payment and I had to make it up with my journalism wages.
Oh, Vanessa, I've done so many things wrong in my life, the worst of which was leaving you.
Haven't we all, Archie? And listen. The street is my beat, and my beat is the street. And I'm walking around looking for clues. That's when I ran into you.
And I know this about you, and I know how hard you work. And I know I've been an angry man, I know I've been a jerk.
And I know that I'm hard to live with too, always looking for the next story. I wake up in the middle of the night, you're like, my wife is gone,
But I always loved your passion and your pace. And I love how those frosty tips, they really frame your face. Flash, I miss you.
Breaking story, I care.
Newsflash, I miss you.
We gotta pull this thread because there is something there.
Ooh, I made my whole life work and my work was my life. And I ignored that you were doing the same thing. I didn't support my wife.
I was too busy chasing leads down every alley, every way. I didn't see the anger building up in you each day.
But I should have let you find your mud and realize that I am not the mayor of how you live your life.
And I should have known since the first time I saw you standing with a cup and a straw, just blowing bubbles into the straw, that
newsflash, I miss you. Breaking story, I care.
Let's pull on this thread, this relationship thread, because there's something there. There's some there, there.
There's some there, there.
Can you feel it in the air? That precipitation.
Angry when it rains and curse at the sky.
The rain's not competition for a fountain.
There's room for water everywhere.
How can I stop chasing the story? But maybe the story I should chase is that I care.
Newsflash, I miss you. Story, I care.
Let's go get a delicious burrito.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, no time to spare. And we healy away.
We healy away. This is a world in which everyone has healies.
And we healy. This feely. Every time I see this fountain in the middle of this outdoor mall, this is my favorite fountain, and I make a wish here every day, and every day, Vanessa.
What do you wish for, Archie?
Every day I wish the same thing. All my old wishes and new wishes are the same. That you come back to me, and this time I prove I can do it right. Seams that fit just tight.
Gotta make sure the wrapping is tight, or the love will come out from in between. If you're going to wrap me up all night, you've got to have crisp seams.
Look. Look at our son Jason working his first job at Chipotle.
Hey, what do you want? A quesadilla? I can do that. Or I can make you a burrito.
Oh, he's the best of both of us.
Crisp seams, filled with rice and beans.
He's our greatest dream.
Son, newsflash, we've missed you.
Every good boy deserves fudge. And Jason truly was the good boy who started that journey for us.
Yes, and we ended with him as well. Just like we said we might.
Yeah, we said we might get back to Jason, and we did.
Listen, 2023 is the year of us saying things we might do. And that takes the pressure off. And we'd like you to take the pressure off. And we also like to take the pressure off right now of our incredible band, Scott Passarella. Scott Passarella, that feeling when you're the king of pianists, pianists of kings, Brett Morris, king of chord hits. Listen, it's low pressure, 2023.
Hey, state some things that you might do, and if you want to do them, I hope you do.
We have a show at San Francisco Sketchfest. It is, I think, sold out. There are maybe some tickets being released in the next couple days. If we see you there, we're excited to see you there.
Thank you for bearing with us. We hope you had a safe and happy holiday. Hoping to get back on a more regular schedule. Appreciate your patience. And, as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book.
See a penny. Pick it up.
All day long, you'll have a cup. Bye.